one of the objections for opponents is that the path to citizenship for the 11 million undocumented workers in this country is a problem for them. They think that's unfair to those who've come to this country and applied legally.
Yeah, I think the answer to that is you have to look at the bill as a whole. And the plain fact of the matter is the way the bill works, that people who are already illegally in the country would have the opportunity to register. They pay fines and fees at that point, but they ultimately don't get their green card and the path to citizenship for a period of between 10 and 13 years from when the bill is enacted, which is more than sufficient to be effectively the back of the line in many respects. So it's a provision that allows us to deal firmly and fairly with those already in the country, but also, you know, boosts our border security quite a bit, and then fixes a lot of the visa problems that everybody has been experiencing and that our country has sorely needed to be addressed over the last few years.
Speaking of the visa problem, some opponents have an objection to that as well, saying that you're really making it too easy for skilled workers to get visas and they would displace potential American workers.
Well, first of all, the visa portions of the bill were carefully negotiated between labor and business so as not to displace American workers, and that's why labor and business both support the bill. The bill has a number of provisions in the high-tech arena requiring employers to first make sure they have tried to find an American worker before they can get another H-1B visa.
Senate passage of the bill is likely, House passage not so likely. Is that how you see it as well, and how do you get House Republicans that you need on board?
Well, I think it's hard to predict the House at this point in time. We're encouraged by what the Senate has been doing, you know, addressing this in a bipartisan fashion. Four Democrats, four Republicans came up with the original construct of a comprehensive bill that included the principles that President Obama has wanted. The committee then heard it and made a number of amendments to it. It moved to the floor, where it again has bipartisan support. On the House side, whether they pass their own comprehensive bill or smaller bills or what have you, we really don't know at this point. But I think the important thing is, look, it's a big problem. It's been festering in our country for a long time. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed comprehensively and in a bipartisan fashion. We are, you know, moving down the road toward that goal.
And what are the consequences, Madam Secretary, of failure for the country and for the security of the country?
Well, if you like the immigration system the way it currently works, that's what would happen. And so we would continue to have critical shortages of labor where we need it most. We would continue to have a large group of people already in the country, but we don't have their identities and their biometrics. We would like to have those. And we would continue to lack the full input of immigrants into our economy in a way that is productive and helps our economy grow. You know, there was a CBO study, Congressional Budget Office study last week, that showed that if this bill were to pass, it would contribute almost another $200 billion to deficit reduction in the first 10 years and $700 billion-plus in the second 10 years. It's a real economic growth bill.
The final provision of the bill that gets the most discussion, of course, is the improved border security. You're confident that the bill would provide security to the border that doesn't exist now?
Yes, we have records amount of manpower and technology at the border now. The bill that was originally constructed by the Gang of Eight, the four Democrats and four Republicans, added to that. In the amendment process, the Senate has added even more to that. So this will be the strongest border security bill in our nation's history.
We have been speaking with Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. Madam Secretary, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.